Have you ever wondered why some businesses seem to be everywhere online while others struggle to get noticed? Today, we're tackling something called multicasting, a term that's changing how companies think about content distribution. Welcome back, everyone.
Thanks for having me. You know, I love this topic because multicasting is really misunderstood. Most people hear it and think, oh, that's just multi-channel marketing with a fancy name. But it's actually quite different.
Right. So let's break that down. What exactly is multicasting, and how does it differ from normal multi-channel marketing?
Great question. So multi-channel marketing is basically deploying your message across various platforms to reach a wider audience. You're engaging customers on different channels, social media, email, maybe some blog posts. But here's the thing, you're often pushing the same asset everywhere.
I see what you mean.
Multicasting takes a completely different approach. It's the process of transforming one core idea into multiple content formats, each with platform-specific styles, and then publishing all those versions simultaneously across different channels. So you're not just distributing the same content. You're adapting both format and style for each platform.
So it's like, creating a unique experience for each platform while keeping your core message consistent?
Exactly. Think about it this way. A long-form video on YouTube feels very different from a Twitter thread or a news article, right? Multicasting ensures each version feels natural to its platform. You might have an interview-style podcast, video reels, expert blog posts, infographics, slideshows, all from that single core idea.
That makes sense. I mean, we've all seen those posts that feel out of place on a platform because they were clearly just copied from somewhere else. It's like showing up to a beach party in a tuxedo.
Definitely. And that's where multicasting differs from simple distribution, syndication, or cross-posting. Those approaches push the same asset. Basic repurposing only converts format, but multicasting combines format adaptation, style adaptation, and multi-channel publishing all together.
So we've established what multicasting is. Now, how does multicasting change the distribution model that most marketing relies on?
Well, the traditional model is pretty manual and time-consuming. You create a piece of content, maybe repurpose it into one or two other formats if you have time, and distribute it. That whole process can be quite lengthy, often taking several days or even weeks, depending on complexity.
That point about manual processes sets up our next piece, automation and scale. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to increase your organic traffic and build authority in your niche? Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model that helps companies of all sizes grow their online presence. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, they deliver affordable exposure and enhanced reputation. Go to amplifier.com to learn more.
Picking up on those manual processes, how do modern platforms actually handle this at scale without burning out marketing teams?
That's where advanced AI and automation come in. The latest platforms use a blend of AI, skilled writers, and software to transform one piece of content into various formats. Videos, slideshows, news articles, images, blogs, audio summaries. Tasks can be dramatically accelerated, with some processes being completed in a matter of hours.
That's a massive difference from the old way. So to everyone listening, think about how much time your team spends on content creation each week.
Right. And these advanced methods can lead to substantial time savings, potentially freeing up many hours weekly. But here's what's really interesting. The AI used for this isn't generic. It's specialized, trained on marketing content that actually converts. So the output sounds like it was created specifically for each platform, not just generic AI text.
Interesting, go on.
I actually had a wake-up call about this last year. I was manually creating content for a client, writing blog posts, recording separate videos, designing graphics. I realized I'd spent nearly 2 weeks on what should have been one campaign. That's when I understood we needed a better system.
Yeah, that's the reality for so many teams. And look, while specific case studies vary and are often proprietary, Similar significant results have been reported in the industry. We're talking about businesses seeing substantial increases in organic traffic and sales when they get this right.
Absolutely. And this goes beyond just being everywhere. You're being everywhere with the right message for the right audience at the right stage of their path. That's what really moves the needle.
Right. That's the beauty of omnichannel approaches. The channels interact with each other and respond to customer needs throughout their path. Successful campaigns have demonstrated significant growth in visitor numbers over time.
The key is focusing on real buyer questions, topics with verified demand, and buyer intent. You want content that attracts customers who are actually ready to make decisions, not just casual browsers.
And I'm guessing the content stays active long term?
Oh, definitely. Content remains in circulation, indexed in search engines, on video platforms, in podcasts, for months or even years. You get long-term visibility instead of just a quick spike. Some platforms can distribute across 300 to 400 media sites, including news sites, blogs, social media, and podcast directories.
That brings us full circle to digital omnipresence, which is really what we're talking about here. Building that authority where customers see you consistently across multiple touchpoints. Or, to put it another way, creating that repeated exposure that turns strangers into familiar faces.
Exactly. And there's more to consider than just traffic, though that's important. This centers on establishing credibility, generating leads, boosting search rankings, and increasing brand visibility. When you're present in 8 different formats across hundreds of platforms, you position yourself as an authority in your niche.
So for marketing managers and business owners listening, the question becomes, are you going to keep doing content the old way? Or are you ready to try multicasting?
Right. And remember, consistency matters more than perfection. While some initial engagement or traffic may be observed shortly after a campaign goes live, significant and sustained results typically develop over several months with consistent effort.
That's solid advice. Thanks for breaking this down today. Multicasting really does provide a distinct approach compared to traditional marketing. To everyone listening, think about where your content could be reaching audiences you haven't tapped yet.
My pleasure. The field is changing fast, and those who adapt early will have a significant advantage.